Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you got through the weekend. I always say that, you know, but
it's a matter Monday, of everybody.
You know, everyone's mental health.
Hope you got through the weekend.
Nourished.
I always say that,
you know,
robust.
But it's a matter of healing.
You know,
everyone's
rest.
Mental health was
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
robust.
Back to
lots
more
of healing
and
rest.
Exercise.
And,
oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get back.
My heart rate is feeling
more
it.
Movement and exercise.
I have some heart issues in my family. So it has been
mandated by my doctor.
I have
some heart issues in my family.
But, you know, it's good for mental health.
Movement,
exercise. We talk about
my doctor
pretty frequently.
That I got some
never body shaming.
Life,
it's not
but,
about
you know it's good for
weight,
metabolic calories
movement,
or feeling
exercise,
bad about
how
you look.
That,
it's about how
pretty
you feel.
Frequently
and for me,
never
a lot
body
of
shaming. It's
not
about losing
great.
Weight, counting calories, or
keeps
feeling
everything
bad about how you look. It's about how you feel.
The way
it needs
for me,
to feel
a lot of movement
energy.
Tends to feel really great.
So look, lots going on. Lots happened over the weekend.
Feeling the way needs to feel
really digging
energy.
And
so look, lots going on. Lots happened over the weekend.
I guess
in terms of people really digging deep,
the impact they're having on the wider world,
and consciously at.
So
I guess they're branding
their Dixie Chicks.
The impact they're having on the wider world.
And I think it's really beautiful.
Again, the word Dixie.
So let's start with
Southern
Dixie Chicks
tied to
now
some problematic
historical
chicks.
Norms and values.
Again, the word
kind of like
Dixie
Lady Antebellum,
with its Southern
word
Antebellum,
tied to some problematic.
Although they did get in trouble with just going by
values, kind of like
Lady because there's a famous jazz singer named Lady. But
although they did get
in
trouble with just going by,
they've all sat
Lady
down
because there's a famous jazz singer
but, you
named
know, Dixie
Lady.
Chicks,
but they're
that's
working
awesome.
They released some new music, which is
they've all sat down
and
figuring that one out
politically.
But you know, Dixie Chicks,
I think it's
freaking awesome. And I'm really proud of
which is really very much rooted in
that's happening.
People listen. I heard someone say this on Twitter,
and
I'm
really
proud
of artists with
big
platforms that do that.
Donald Trump.
People listen.
Just
I heard someone say this on Twitter, and I thought it was
that
so
many
smart.
More
they
people
were saying
would,
that,
right?
We have, you know, people.
If Donald Trump.
People
just
assume
that
tweet out to wear masks.
And you know,
that
remember
many more
that
people would,
right?
Or, have, you know,
large
big platforms.
Doesn't necessarily
people assume
speak
that they know something,
and
or
you know,
their
knowledge
that.
Or intellect.
Or people with large followings.
Often
it doesn't necessarily speak to
people like our president
or their knowledge or intellect.
People learn.
Often
a lot of people
are just
unsure.
People like our president.
These things got
the Dixie
conversations really going.
People learn.
Quite stunning.
We're seeing
a lot of
unsure or uneducated things around the country.
Conversations
really
going.
We have a big old
quite stunning. We're seeing a lot of
he is responsible for a lot of genocide.
Country get removed. I know in Philadelphia
it's
we have
a big
legacy.
Old Christopher Columbus
kind of
he is responsible
for
a lot of genocide.
Down,
so
it's
a big legacy.
What else
you can
going
kind
on?
Of do that research if you're curious. But we're taking
kitchen.
That bad boy down.
Now those
so,
that aren't of you that aren't
proud
in
Philadelphia.
What else is going on?
They have a huge following.
Thug Kitchen.
They have a cookbook.
Now those
that
are
you that are
popular vegan cookbook.
It's one that I have.
Huge following.
I've gotten to know them.
They have a cookbook.
It's actually very well
popular. Well,
understandably
the word thug.
It's one that I
have.
Some
I love it.
Problems with the connotation
that wrote it very
well.
Well,
understandably the word thug.
People of color.
Some etc.
Problems with the connotation.
So they're now going to be changing their
name.
Why not?
People are people of color.
Why not?
As in,
so they're
to
now
change your
be
name is
their
about
their
evolution.
Why not?
I
don't
want,
you know
people
stunning,
are,
you know,
freaking
out.
I say why not?
The legacy
in,
that's tied to,
to change
like
your name is about evolution.
I don't want you know people are
kitchen.
You know freaking out.
Where things
about
a lot of
legacy
and
that's tied
like
to names like
Dixie
Chicks
and
Lady
Antebellum,
powerful, meaningful kitchen.
Where things
are
a lot of
evolve
and change, right? Like
history can remain in the books
and
put some more powerful,
meaningful
ones that
reflect where we are currently.
You know,
history can remain
in
the books
and
in
some
forms, right?
Also,
so
some white actresses are backing off of continuing to do
black.
Cartoon
also,
characters.
Some
Jenny
white
Slate,
actresses
doing a black
are
character
backing
for
off
show
of continuing
Big Mouth,
to do
Kristen
black
Bell was
cartoon
doing
characters.
Called Central
Jenny
Park,
Slate,
seen
it.
Doing a black
and both
character
of them are saying after what's already
Big Mouth,
been
Kristen
filmed
Kristen
Bell
was
doing
no
something
longer
called Central Park.
Haven't
seen it.
And, that there
and both of them are saying after what's already been
black
filmed and released,
again, that's
they
awesome.
Will no
I'm
longer
do
trans
voices,
characters
and
be played by
trans
individuals,
people of color,
because trans actors
and actresses
don't
traditionally
get trans characters
casting
by trans
individuals.
For
many, that's
because trans
actors
and actresses
don't
traditionally
get
brought into
also
casting.
Not have
and
them
so
play themselves.
For many, that's the only one.
So I think
that
that
is
very,
very,
very beautiful.
So
let's leave it for them.
Also,
30
Rock.
Not have
they
them
are
play
going
themselves.
Back and removing episodes
that
involve
is very,
blackface.
Very, very beautiful.
So that's been controversial as well.
I'm
going back.
I think that's great.
Episodes
people
shouldn't
have to
bump into
that.
We're aware that it happened.
So that's been controversial
down.
As well.
I'm
apologizing.
Great.
Accountable.
People
should
have to bump into that.
We're
aware
that
it
happened. Remove
you know,
it. Take them
make
down.
Make some great television that doesn't
apologize.
Have to
be accountable.
That.
People
better
are
learn
are looking
and,
at their legacy from
you know,
years ago.
Make some great television
ago,
that doesn't have to involve.
They're looking back and realizing, wow,
looking at their legacy from years ago, decades ago,
that did was doing.
They're now
looking back
and
realizing,
wow,
I wasn't aware of the damage or violence that
that
did
was
doing.
Accountability.
We're now
apologizing.
And
then
making
it
right,
doing
better,
and
we move on.
Great.
We can't just
that's
vote promote people off the planet,
about apologizing,
set boundaries,
making
it right,
doing
people better, and
we move on.
We can't just vote
so
promote people
harm,
off the planet.
But
we got to
be here
for
reconciliation,
people that
apology
from positions
because that's what it's
about.
It's
not
about
harm,
but
we got to
be
here
for
reconciliation,
getting to
the root of it,
and
because that's what it's
about.
It's not about
system,
and
also
just
being better.
It's got
to
be about change
forward
and
getting
to the root of
all harm.
We're
all
moving
that
harm
in
the system,
and also
just
being
better, so
no one's
harmed.
Rooting
ourselves
in
true
healing.
We've all
harmed.
So that's my job.
harm. That's what my career apologist, but that's how can we heal and transform? Rooting ourselves in true healing.
But I'm a therapist.
So that's my boundaries of my career consequences.
How can we heal and transform?
Critical analysis, punishment.
We can't just boundary everyone off the island.
Consequences. I don't like.
But then there are some people that are continually a problem.
But and we have to look at ways that we can contain that.
I don't have all the answers.
But then there are some people that are continually a problem.
And we have to look at ways that we can kind of contain that.
I don't have all the answers around that. Congress talking about that beautiful stuff.
A lot of people, no name the rapper, has been talking a lot about that as well.
At Congress talking about that beautiful stuff.
Davis, a lot of people, no name the rapper, has been talking a lot about that as well.
But we don't have all the answers. There's a lot of Angela Davis figuring it out.
She's written many books on it. Love her.
But we don't have all the answers. There's a lot of gray areas. We're figuring it out. But I'm glad that these people are taking things seriously.
Coming up next,
we're going to be talking about reasons for lowered or low.
Anywho, coming up next,
desire. We're going to be talking about reasons for lowered or
stick around. Listen to Love Live with Dr. Chris.
Sexual desire.
Radio.com.
What can we do about it?
All right, we're back.
Hope you are checking out my live stream show.
I'm listening live. That's every Thursday night on all the radio.com handles. So it's radio.com, but also their Twitter, their Facebook, and the YouTube page. And you can go check out all the past episodes. It's really great. It's 30 minutes. We talk about the intersections of mental health and COVID. And that's quite an expansive constellation of different things. Always great celebrities and experts talking about the what, the where, the who. But it's really stunning to see these celebrities getting vulnerable, and they don't often get to talk about their mental health and their self-care and the tips of how they've managed to thrive or even given themselves some grace around the things that they're struggling with. And it's nice for people to see the humanity and the vulnerability, and we can also learn a lot. It's been really great sitting with them, and so I've really valued doing this show. So again, that's live every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, that's on all the radio.com handles, and you can go back and check it out. It's called I'm Listening Live. Also, question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page, as always, in the story. And also our DMs. Slide into them. Let us know what your thoughts and questions are, and we'll be answering them throughout the show. That'll be later in the show. All right, sexual desire.
All right, we're back. Hope you are checking out
sexual
my live
desire.
Stream show.
People
I'm listening live.
That's every Thursday night on all the radio.com handles.
No,
so it's radio.com, like, but also their Twitter, their Facebook,
it, right?
And the YouTube page.
So let's start.
And you can
go
check out all the past episodes.
We want to
it's really great. It's 30 minutes. We talk about the intersections
about
of mental
desire.
Health
we
and
think
COVID.
As
and that's quite
an
expansive constellation
it's
of
not
different
a,
things.
Always
great.
It just doesn't exist.
It's not this thing
about
over there
the
that is compartmentalized.
It's really
and untouched,
stunning
right?
to see
it's
kind of
like a
celebrities getting
plant.
Vulnerable.
You got to put
kids
on something.
Get
to talk
know
about
the conditions
of health
and
self care
and
tips
and
of how they've managed
as a blooming flower.
Thrive
or
want to make sure that you're watering
it,
but the right amount as often as it needs it.
And our sex drive is going
to
be different
for
people to see.
So we talk about sexual desire.
You can also learn a lot.
I love that we use the word desire.
So I really value
that means show.
Wanting.
So again, that's
that
live every Thursday night
that
at 5 p.m. Pacific,
towards.
That's 8 p.m. Eastern.
And so think about
again,
that.
If you're the partner,
handles and
okay,
you can go back and check it out,
who
it's called
is
I'm
trying
live.
To make sense of
also,
your partner,
question of the night.
It's up on our Loveline IG page.
You. As always,
think of
in
it
the,
as
in
though,
the
you
story.
Have to ask yourself.
And also our DMs.
Am I
slide into them where
the
your thoughts and questions are and
should I be
answering them throughout the show?
Am I desirable?
That'll be later in the show.
I don't mean that in terms of body politics and
attractiveness.
I don't mean
people
don't necessarily
understand it.
I mean it in terms of
have I been showing up as the kind of human being that one would want to be close with?
So let's start.
That one would want to be vulnerable with.
That one would want to possibly literally be sexually penetrated.
We want to penetrate
as a verb.
It's an action.
Got away on that word.
It's not a noun. It just doesn't
exist.
And so that's one of the first things they're asking that is compartmentalized to talk about sexuality.
It's kind of like a flower.
Have is your relationship
or have you been showing up as a partner in a way that's upon which you can thrive
and grow
in terms of closeness and pleasure?
And sometimes they go, wow, no.
You want to make sure that you're watering it.
But the right amount,
as often as it needs
it.
And our sex drive
and then
I
also
talked
about the quality of the relationship.
So when we talk about sexual desire,
because if it's not feeling robust or strong or connected,
it's understandable
because
that
means
there's not a lot of energy.
That means
interesting.
So I say to them, how can you make yourself someone more worthy of desire?
And so think about that. If you're the partner,
often it's about this concept of foreplay. But again, I use that in a very expansive way,
which means
your
place
starts
sexual desire
with and toward you.
We even talk about arousal
as though
foreplay
is what
you've done hours before, days before, weeks before.
Am I
because you symbolically step forward?
Should I be
with
that?
Your partner
am
is,
I desirable?
Is,
and I don't
in
mean
their
that
body,
in terms
they're feeling all the
responses
politics
to
and
all the ways you've been with them and
towards
them for
hours
and days.
I mean, in
so
terms
sometimes
of
the
have I been showing desire
kind of
even talking about
one would want to be close
just talking
about
that one would
want
to
be
vulnerable with,
that
one would want to possibly
kind of
literally
be
sexually
penetrated.
Things are in the space
that
actually makes sense.
Then we do talk about
that
word.
Is the kind of sex you have worth wanting?
And so that's one of the questions
they ask. Is it even
comfortable? Does it even acknowledge
sexuality?
All the partners are looking for
relationship,
or have
you
been showing up as a
partner
in a way that's worthy of being
desired?
Not even
fun.
because in sometimes terms of closeness and pleasure, and sometimes it's not worthy of being wanted.
You know, I haven't been
so then that's the second level,
to be around.
Like,
and then I also talked about the quality of the relationship.
How's
the
relationship feel?
Because some couples are never robust or stronger connected.
It's understandable.
Do we have the kind of sex you enjoy having
in that way?
So I say, how can you make yourself change?
More worthy of desire, more to do.
Are there things you'd love to change or tweak?
And often it's about this concept of
foreplay. How am I as a sex partner?
But again, I use that in a very expansive way.
And then you move into yourself.
Foreplay starts long before.
If you're the person who may be struggling with their own interest or
foreplay is what
not,
you've done hours
you
before, days before,
to engaging
before,
sexuality.
You symbolically step
who's
forward
of it,
with that.
And your partner is
and
maybe
your
body,
and it's okay to feel
all the responses
in.
To
are there parts
all the ways you've been with
them
and towards them
for hours
maybe
and
days. Maybe it's not penetration.
And so sometimes
maybe it's
the
work around
sexual
desire.
Are you down for
oral? Are you
down
talking
for
mutual masturbation?
Are you down
just talking about
who you
focus
are
in
relationship to each other?
What
you kind of resolve that?
What do you feel like,
oh, because when things are in a
space
that should make sense, then we do talk about sex.
Is the kind of sex you
I'm not down for that tonight, but I'm down to hold
it. Is it even fun? Is it even pleasurable? Does it even acknowledge
what
all the partners are looking for or wanting?
The work
is
rooted
in just
one person's pleasure.
But sometimes it's also asking ourselves,
not even fun.
Is this
because
the
sometimes
partner relationship I want to be
isn't even fun.
Right?
And
this is
not
worthy
of being
wanted,
right?
Or lack of interest
so then that's the second level, right?
What do I need or what do I want?
Is this even
am I not
worth
asking for the kind of sexual that feels
is it the
good
kind of sexual
I have? Showing up
some couples
fully.
Have never
am
asked
not
that.
Up
I love
that
open
question.
To receive and
do
to
we have
enjoy?
The kind of sex you
and
enjoy
so
having?
It's so big and it's so complex.
Has your sexuality evolved?
For some couples,
are there things you would love to do?
Check out my
book,
Sex Outside the Lines and Rebel Love.
How am I as a sex partner?
I go extensively into all the different
elements. And then you move into yourself.
That are the constellation that make all this up.
If you're the person who's maybe struggling with their
like, why won't my partner have sex with me? Or why don't
are
I want
open
sex?
To engaging in
sexuality?
And then we also have to look at our body. How do we feel about our body?
And
how do we feel being naked?
And
are we
and
comfortable
you're not.
Being
and it's okay
are
to do things
we're
not interested in.
Are there parts
giving and receiving
or sexuality
pleasure?
That you are willing to
there
partake
in?
There might
be some somatic
penetration to be done in
maybe
that.
Maybe it's not about orgasm.
So, you know,
are you down for oral?
It's a big concept. We keep talking about it. We always do. But
it's meaningful
because I think that
having access to that is
what
can really create.
Because when a
partner
makes
a bit for connection,
I always want to
between two partners.
Then
even if you say,
"I'm
not down for that tonight, but I'm down to hold hands. Right?
I'm not down for this tonight,
okay,
but I'm down
okay.
to cuddle." We're going to take a little break.
We're going to
so
come back and talk about
on all those
divorce
levels.
But sometimes
because
it's also
Britain
asking ourselves,
passed a new law,
is this
it
the kind of
relationship
I want to
be?
Right?
Our thought
right?
process should
and
be
this
around
is the person with the
divorce.
Lower
so
we're going to unpack that.
You're listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel.
What do I need or what do I want?
Am I not asking for the kind of sexual
love? All
right,
we're back.
And let's talk about divorce.
Am I not showing up?
Can't talk about divorce without talking about marriage.
But so Britain
passed so big and it's so complex.
It allows for a no.
And so for some couples, you need a sex therapist. Check out my books.
That is
Sex
what
Outside the Lines
kind of
and Rebel Love.
So it's not
I go
about
extensively into all the different elements
going on
in that are the constellation
divorce.
That make all
but it's
this,
this whole topic.
But it's big work. It's not just as simple as like, why won't my partner have sex with me? Or why don't I want
obstacles
sex? You have to check in on all those things.
Divorce.
And then we also have to look
so,
at our body. How do we feel about our body? How do we feel being naked? Are we comfortable being touched? Are we comfortable seeing ourselves touched?
When
we get giving and receiving pleasure,
there might be some
somatic and touch work to be done in that.
Requires
so, you know, that
legislation.
We'll keep talking about
the
it.
Government,
we always do.
The government is going to step in
because
decide
I think that
some things for
having
our relationship.
Access
how many
to that
people
is
can
what
be involved
can
in
really
it.
Create
how
a deeper
what
level
to
get
in, what
connection
to get out between two partners.
And there's benefits to that, right?
Then you can have what someone
can talk a lot about. We see this in the gay rights movement. How without marriage,
people
were denied.
We're
going to
come back and talk about
power of attorney. People were denied seeing their loved ones in the hospital.
And it kind of impacts what I think
all these things that are afforded
should be
people that are in a monogamous
marriage. We're going to unpack that.
Listen to Love
is
Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel
QPeopleOnRadio.com.
And gay marriage was about an equality model of offering all the same things to same-sex couples that opposite-sex couples have. Why? Well, because there really shouldn't be a distinction. It's just a different gender choice, but it's not rooted in anything powerfully or meaningfully distinct that should not make them as valid, right? Okay, so we get over that hurdle. Now, the downside, and this comes up with a lot of couples I work with, is that divorce is quite expensive and it can be very tumultuous and it's not simple. And that makes some people stick around in a relationship, a marriage that they don't want to be in. And that is heartbreaking from a mental health perspective. Psychologically speaking, what are we doing at that point, right? We now have this legal bill and this legal structure
that's getting
in the way
back
of us actually
and,
taking care
about
of ourselves
and what
bum,
we want.
And I want
can't talk about divorce without talking about marriage,
love,
but
care,
Britain passed
trust.
A law.
And that no longer
allows
for
available,
no
I want people
divorce.
To have the ability to leave.
Now, easily.
That is what
so
kind of is the spring
all about.
So
it's not about unpacking
or talking about
for
what's
some
going
couples
on in Britain
that
are
looking for those special breaks that come with it,
where they have another path.
The loops,
and I really wish divorce
and
was
the
made
obstacles
far simpler.
Of
and I work with individuals on
so,
leaving relationships
start from the way they entered
lovingly.
I think that there's a lot of really
backing out the way they backed in. We slowly move in.
When
it's okay
we get
to slowly
married,
move out. It's okay to be friends with your exes.
It's a decision. Burn things down.
People are angry, but they want to punish.
Legislation.
Legislation by the government.
The government is going to step in and decide something for
our
relationship. How many people can be involved in it?
We would have to just be a good loving person.
Otherwise,
get out.
They could leave us.
And there's benefits.
They could leave us very simply and easily.
And I think
that should
be allowed.
We see this
in
gay rights movement. How
because it's
without
heart
marriage,
people were denied inheritance.
People were denied power of attorney.
People were denied
seeing
their loved one
in the hospital.
Tax breaks.
All these things that are afforded people that are in a monogamous marriage.
And also, it breaks my heart that there's some individuals that don't want
to
get married to
because of the divorce thing that could occur.
Gay marriage
because that doesn't
was
feel
about
good to them to
an equality model.
I understand that. Respect that.
All the same things.
That could
to
also
same
lead to a lot of psychological backsliding.
Why?
Traditional gender
well,
roles.
Because
as soon as people get
really
married,
shouldn't be a distinction
of children.
It's just a
and
different gender
like,
choice.
I don't want to get married. Let's
look at
Oprah and
anything powerfully
they have a beautiful, stunning
distinct
relationship
that should
not,
not
make
them as valid.
They're not married
right?
now.
Okay,
they've been together
so
for
we get over that hurdle.
Now,
the downside.
They're not necessarily looking for
and
that.
This kind of
a lot of couples
I was talking to Julie from TLC.
Is quite expensive.
She's not necessarily a fan of marriage,
and it can be
and that's
very
tumultuous.
Actually, coming up this Thursday
not
on Listening Live,
and that makes some people stick around in a relationship about marriage that they don't want to be in.
But basically,
and that is heartbreaking.
Sometimes marriage and divorce,
psychologically
can
speaking,
remove us from
what are we doing
at that relationships
point, right?
actually
we now
be about.
Have this
and it becomes
bill,
this consumer structure
that's getting in the way
process.
Of us actually taking care of
you
ourselves
know, and it
and
becomes
about
and when I say capitalism
I mean
in terms of like
in love,
consumers
care,
I mean in terms
and
of
trust.
Ownership
and that like,
no longer is there
now.
Or available
you're tethered
I want people to have the ability to
you
leave.
Have to be in this
easily
there's finances
so
tied to this
I am all about the movement
away
from
love is supposed to be about
for some couples
this is a relic
that aren't looking for
marriage
special breaks that come with it or they have
monogamy is only about
and I really wish
divorce was made
but it's not that old
and I work with individuals
and
on leaving relationships
marriage
the way
was
they entered
supposed
lovingly.
To be rooted in
backing
ownership
out the way they backed
in
acquiring land and money
it's
and
okay
control
to move out
and
it's
families,
okay to be friends with
your
networking
exes.
It wasn't about love historically
are angry,
but
now it
they
is
want to punish
people
shouldn't
do
about
marry
that.
But
if again,
I love this model
love,
but that can get lost
of,
in the process
if we weren't tied
I'm not
to
saying marriage is bad and wrong what I'm saying
we would have to just be a good loving person otherwise they could leave us
and they could leave us very simply and easily and I think that that should be allowed
it can pull away from the whole purpose
cases.
I have
a family member
and they're in a miserable marriage
stuck together
but they stay in it because that's what they've been taught to do
why
because
they're married
or
why
because
marriage is supposed to be
because
forever,
they can't afford
even
when it's toxic for both
and
even
I also
when
it breaks my heart that there's some individuals
right?
that
which
don't
we often allow normalized
because of
emotional abuse is normalized
we see
that
but
also
because
that
doesn't
feel
good
to
them
to sign a contract
and so the mental health
piece
just drifts
away that could also lead to a lot of psychological backsliding and a lot of
traditional
gender roles
and keeping them two
together
get married
especially
when they have children
the love is gone
and there's some people like I don't
want to
get married
let's look at
Oprah
and transition
they
have a beautiful stunning
relationship friendship
not going to get married
we all get new
we
both
get new
now.
Sexual romantic partners
but
the friendship
decades.
Can remain
but
again a
and
lot
not
of
necessarily
looking
for that
they're
not
a fan
of
that also
that.
I was talking to Chili from
monogamy.
TLC
she's not necessarily
constantly talking
marriage.
About that because
and
again,
that's going
to
be actually coming
that,
up
that
this
kind of like
on the
buzzword that this is
all
encapsulated
within
but
a tidbit about that
again
relationships
should be about love
sometimes marriage and divorce can remove us from what a relationship is actually supposed to be about
and it becomes
I would love us to start to I would love for us to start to work on
solutions
that exist
you know,
outside
and it becomes about
options.
When
only.
I say capitalist,
and that's
kind of
where
of like
queer
consumers, I mean, in terms of
queer
ownership
and
same sex relationships
kind of
step
tethered
in and
to
they show us the
you
beauty
have to be in
of
this.
Other relationships.
There's finances tied in this.
And
like,
single parenting.
That's not relationship and love.
Same sex
about.
Parenting.
This is a relic
community parenting
of where marriage came
and these
from.
Are relational
monogamy is only about
I forget what the exact number is, but it's
not
that
there are alternative forms of family making, but they're equally as
powerful
as power.
Supposed to be rooted in
ownership
and acquiring land and money and control
queer individuals.
And families,
some are choosing
networking,
but
many
wasn't about
love
because
they realize that was
now
more of a
it
heterosexual
is.
Structure
do
with a lot of issues and problems,
and get into relationships
and you can't
for love.
Easily
but that can get lost in the process.
And
so I'm not
so
saying marriage
is bad
and
wrong.
What I'm saying is,
I get
it.
I get it. All right, coming up next,
away.
DM.
Divorce,
still time to weigh in on
the
question of the night. So do
that.
Coming up with those DMs though, you can
pull away from the
Dr. Chris on the new channel.
I have a family member, and they are in a miserable marriage. Miserable.
But they stay in it because that's what they've been taught to do. Why? Because they're married. Why? Because marriage is supposed to be forever. Even when it's toxic for both, even when there's emotional abuse, right? Which we often allow normalize. A lot of emotional abuse is normalized. We see that as what comes with being in a commitment. And so the mental health piece just drifts away. The part that love is what should be centering and keeping them two together drifts away. When the love is gone, the relationship doesn't need to exist, or it can transition into into a new form, such as friendship. And we all get new, we both get new sexual romantic partners, but the friendship can remain. But again, a lot of traditional perspectives don't allow space for that. A lot of toxic monogamy, you know, and I'm constantly talking about that because again, that is kind of like the buzzword that this is all encapsulated within. But you know, again, relationships should be about love. When it's not there, we should have the ability to exit. So again, do what you're going to do, but I would love us for start to I would love for us to start to work on solutions that exist outside of these two options only. And that's kind of where queer and same-sex relationships kind of step in, and they show us the beauty and health of other relational styles and configurations. Single parenting, same-sex parenting, community parenting, and these are relational constellations, as I keep saying. And they're alternative forms of family making, but they're equally as beautiful and as powerful. And you're going to start to see and hear more of that, again, because of the same-sex and queer individuals, that some are choosing marriage, but many aren't because they realize that that was more of a heterosexual structure with a lot of issues and problems, and you can't easily exit out of that. And so it's a choice that many don't make. I get it. All right, coming up next, DMs. Still time to weigh in on the question of the night, so do that. Coming up with those DMs, though, you listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com. It is. So let your friends know, hey, I realize we don't talk a lot about sex. Is that okay if we start doing that? I'd love to be more honest with y'all. And then also you can frame the request. I love transparency where you say, hey, listen, I'm going to divulge because I care about you guys. I want you to know who I am. And I'm also working on not having any shame about any part of my sexuality. And so I want to share with you guys things that turn me on. But I'd love it if you could reserve judgment and not try to shame it. And it might be kooky or too creative or diverse for you. And we can talk about that. But don't make me feel bad for it. You know, like, let's engage it. Like, we're not, you know, we have to, that's the journey. And there's so much, I don't know, so much juice in that. And I love that. It's ongoing because our sexuality is ongoing, right? Our sexuality is an open system, always changing as we have new experiences, see new things, find new things arousing. Beautiful stuff. All right. Question of the night, that's coming up in the next half of the show. So weigh in on that because there is still time. That's on our Loveline IG stories. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and on radio.com.
All right, we're back, and now it is time to talk to our. You're actually basically soon going to be known as the OG Loveline guy. Not just.
I know. I don't think I've ever worked this much for free in radio, but it's delightful.
Oh, God bless you. All right, so I have two things I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, my name is Jay Rodriguez, by the way. I don't think we said. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to go that part. I can
it's
see.
It's okay.
If I jumped on.
They'll figure it out. It's good. I could be Mario Lopez for all they know.
All right, Jay Rodriguez, that is your name. So I had a question first off, because this is something that came in, you know, a lot of things we talk about are things that are swirling around in culture, but they also come into my office. And I was working with a couple and they were just talking about socialization. So you are someone who has continued to have a really prominent career that takes place within the bar and club culture. You've done shows that were written up in Time Out New York, iconic off-Broadway shows. So what do you think, I guess it's a two-part question. Number one, what do you think? When do you think we're going to be moving back to old school bar club culture, and what do you think the new changes are going
to
be?
Because practice safer sex.
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think we're going to go back to the baseline, or do you think it's going to be a new version of it?
Challenge their partner.
Yeah. So it's tricky because day by day, depending on where you live, the rules and regulations have shifted. Some I know that on Friday I was Bam and Brian live.
Okay. DMs. They are on our Loveline IG page.
On the West Coast,
in the back room of the
chapel, it's right adjacent to the Abbey.
Also, did on my Dr. Donahue page. A lot of people, dropping their not necessarily. Meaning for it to be a DM, but I use it as such confidentially.
Every server had a mask and a clear face guard.
All right, here we go.
There's hand sanitizer at every table. You were not allowed to get up and socialize. You could take your mask off at your table, but you needed to order food. You could just come in and have drinks.
My friends, my partners, it's not a problem.
You know, a lot of dining restaurant vibes are happening in what we know at night turns into a nightclub pre-pandemic.
I'm dating myself for some of y'all.
I personally haven't left the house really for any kind of socialization. It's just not something I'm comfortable
to be able
with
to
yet.
Share with them. when safe, right? When you know you're not going to be judged. All the different things that turn you on.
Me at home.
It's a powerful expression of who you are.
In the minority,
and remember, someone comes to you and they're gifting you with the vulnerability and intimacy building.
The minute the weather started getting nice, the minute that people started going out to restaurants and stuff and meeting up with friends that they hadn't seen in a while. Many restaurants have the rule you're allowed to be at your table with whomever, and you can let go of your mask.
Comfortable,
now here's where you get tricky.
Beautiful.
If you have 10 people,
but with your friends
from 8 different households, let's say, I'll be conservative
general,
with that number, who are all maskless at a table, then you're basically encountering,
discussing sex,
you know,
which
if
I think
you seven other people other than yourself who don't live with you and, you know, cross contaminating without masks in close quarters. So for me, I was watching a lot of
roundtables
and town halls.
I love transparency.
And a lot of people, when they talk about the pandemic, are kind of feel the way I do. Like,
I'm also working
really
on not having any shame about any part of my sexuality.
My alone time.
So I want to share with you guys
introvert
things that turn me on, but
work.
I'd love it if you could.
So for me, I don't see us resorting to what we knew as normal. I saw some places in Las Vegas.
For
we talk about
we
live performance
that
had
people,
basically plexiglass,
you know, like let's engage
around the singer, much like you would use for a drummer to mute that drummer's sound. But really, singers, we spit. And when we talk, it's exponentially more.
Always changing as we have new experiences.
Then when
things,
we spit, so when you're
beautiful
singing,
stuff.
You're literally kind of setting those particles.
Question
out
of the night
there.
That's coming
so
up in the next half of the show.
Really
so weigh in on that
back in any
there's
real
still time.
Way
it's on our Loveline IG
like
stories.
That opened
listen, Loveline,
too
Dr. Chris,
early, soft
on the
folks,
new channel Q,
not
on
social distancing, even though they was recommended but not enforced.
Because it's like a complex issue, right? Because it's not just how many people you get a table with. It's not just how long are you quote unquote eating so your masks are off. It's also how large is the space. Large.
Yeah.
Low ceilings, you're there for hours and hours. And like you said, each person represents maybe a different household. And how many people are they in contact with in their household?
Right. That really becomes the issue. And then you have to also, the flip side of that, and I know this is where it gets murky, is people feel like we've turned an issue that is science-based and medically based into some tribal kind of polarized political system where if you wear a mask, you're against, wearing a mask for some feels like you're impeding on their civil liberties. Or even you have the religious sects who are saying that, you know, God will heal them and then God will protect them. And it's just not about you. It's really about who you might pass the virus on. We know that this is one of the only viruses that is has the sort of lifespan that it does, where you have different people experiencing it in so many different ways. You could be asymptomatic from beginning to end and pass the virus on to all other folks who will have like really terrible outcomes.
So,
all
right, we're back.
Do you think though,
when
time
and again,
to
I can't imagine there's ever a moment
you're
where
actually
like,
basically
it's
done.
I think it's going to be drips, but not just. You don't think
don't,
that at some point we'll look around and it'll just feel like how it's always
radio,
been? You think
delightful.
That there'll be some ongoing changes?
So, what I can speak to is where I live in West Hollywood and just kind of seeing during the daytime driving around my grocery stores right near the bars.
I have two things I wanted to talk to you about.
My name is outside seating, by the way, and all this stuff.
Yeah,
all right,
I forgot.
The part.
I can see
okay.
They'll
figure it out.
Out
it's good. I can be more in love for all they know. The being alone and using socialization in big groups.
All right, Jay Rodriguez, that is your name.
Alone,
so I had a question first
kind of
off, because this is something that came in, you know,
bars,
a lot of things we talk about are things that are swirling around in culture, but they also come into my office.
Like
and I was working with a couple, and they were just talking about socialization. So you are someone who has continued to have a really prominent career that takes place within the bar and club culture. You've done shows that were written up in Time Out New York, iconic off-Broadway shows. So what do you think, I guess it's a two-part question. Number one, what do you think, when do you think we're going to be moving back to old school bar club culture? And what do you think the new changes are going
to
be? Because
you don't know.
Do you think, yeah, do you think we're going to go back to the baseline, or do you think it's going
to
be a new version?
Their job to share it with you.
Yeah, so
it's tricky because day by day, type 1 diabetes or something, they're just not really willing. Some, I know that on Friday, I was put that on their sleeve out there and be personal to them. And a whole slew of other issues that could in the back room of the chapel, spread to Jason Schiff.
Well, it's funny because I just got three texts today, and they were all, "Hey, what are we doing for July 4th?" My response to all of them was, "Maybe meeting up 6 feet apart outdoors for 15 to 20 minutes, one-on-one with a mask." But that's about all I got for you. All right, we're gonna go take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about something with you that is very, very, very triggering, and it is cancel culture. You're listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Pre-pandemic.
All right, we're back. And tonight we're talking with Jay Rodriguez, really triple quadruple kind of threat, old school, queer eye, yet. Former host of The Morning Show, and nightlife virologist. You are a nightlife virologist and epidemiologist. But I wanted to talk about, and I posted this on my social media, it really started a lot of interesting dialogue. And it was my take on cancel culture, because I think we're seeing a lot of witch hunting right now, and also this idea that some people should just be removed and extinguished. And my point was, we should be canceling behaviors and not people, but also holding space for people to be better and to learn and grow, because we have to be given that time and space. I know if I look back at myself 10 years ago, very different in terms of maturity, very different in terms of ethics and values. What is your take on cancel
contaminating without masks? Yes, so it's twofold. One, so for me,
It's like a complex issue, right? Because it's not just how many people you're at a table with. It's not just how long are you, quote unquote, eating so your masks are off. It's also how large is the space? Low ceilings. You're there for hours and hours. Like you said, each person represents maybe a different household. And how many people are they in contact with?
That's the knee-jerk response. That's really going to be the issue. And then you have to also the flip side of that. And I'm agreeing that this is where it gets murky. And I don't care what you say. Because people feel like there's no room for growth. And in a society that is based, in a very fast way, become kind of more polarized than I've ever seen it in my entire life. There are no folks in the middle dragging people together to a table to unpack the issues that feels are like you're starting impeding on their civil liberties to cancel culture. And when we talk about online, who are saying many times that you know God will kill them and then God will protect them, and I always call it new Christianity. It's not about very evangelical. It's really about Christian, someone who had sinned their whole life, passed the virus on God. We know that this is one of the only viruses that is punish everyone else. And shame sort of them until they became a Christian too. Have different people, and it experiences in so many different ways. Didn't lead to any kind of level of education about end and pass the virus on was wrong in this instance. So for me, it's really tricky. Really I don't terrible think outcomes.
You think though, when and again, I can't imagine there's ever a moment when we're like, it's done. I think it's going to be drips. But you don't think that at some point we'll look around and it'll just feel like how it's always been? You think that there'll be some ongoing changes?
So what I can speak to is where I live with
And that's my concern is that we've all harmed and we will continue to harm. And I want a safe space for us to like practice being better. And some of that's just the therapist in me, other parts of it's the feminist in me. But like, you know, again, I see some of the things people are getting called out for from a decade ago. And although there should be some accountability to having said that, I want the question also to be, what do you think now? Who are you now? Because that's what I want people to center most. Has the person apologized? Is there any repair they can do? Have they learned? And if so, then we're safe, because I really want it to be about safety and impact now. And even though the historical impact matters, what they're doing now matters too. And that somehow gets wiped away. And again, I just know that, and this isn't being an apologist, this is just being realistic, that we have to be open to repair. And there's not a lot of space for that. And I don't know where people think we're going to send or put these individuals. It's like we want them to just be carted off somewhere. And
you don't know.
I don't know. So where do you go with that?
I just really want to share with you that people should quickly, given the right to have diabetes, willing to give themselves, but then on their sleeve out there, with personal to them, and a whole slew of other people have the same issue experience as the next person, so some folks should have maybe learned the virus. Well, it's funny because I just got three texts today, and they were all, hey, what are we doing for July 4th?
My response all of them was, maybe meeting up 6 feet apart outdoors for 15 to 20 minutes, one-on-one with a mask. That's about all for you. All right, we're going to go take a quick break, but when we come back, back. I want to talk about something with you that is very, very, very triggering, and it is cancel culture. You're listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
I don't always have to agree, but there is a lot of growth in that to understand where someone is coming from. And I think it allows you to bridge a conversation that person may never have had the opportunity to have before. Yes, it's tricky. Yes, it's not an easy conversation, but we're never going to get anywhere as a global society unless we start tackling these issues without canceling people. And granted, I'm sure there are folks who've done atrocious things who may never want to get the help that they need. And I'm sure, yeah, of course, go ahead and do whatever feels best for you. But on a macro level,
let me just say this. I'm okay with removing problematic people from positions of power so they can cause no more harm. I'm okay with consequences. I'm just not okay with punishment because it doesn't leave space for growing. And like, maybe it's my blind spot that as a therapist, I'm gifted with seeing how much change is possible for people because I do that work and everyone else around them doesn't. But like, I just want to remind them that like there is room for
back.
That.
And so consequences are okay.
But punishment just doesn't get anyone anywhere. And let's talk about that on another segment.
Queer Eye, punishment in the prison system. Show,
but and, until then, life, Mr. J. Rodriguez, where can people find you? Is there any
virologist and epidemiologist?
Yeah, you can find me.
But I wanted to talk about that. I posted this on my social media. It really started a lot of interesting dialogue. And it was my take on cancel culture because I think we're seeing a lot of witch hunting right now. And also this idea that some people should just be removed and extinguished. And my point was we should be canceling behaviors and not people, but also holding space for people to be better and to learn and grow. Because
our question line and then some DMs to listen to Love Line.
I know I look back at myself 10 years ago, very different in terms of maturity, very different in terms of ethics and values. What is your take on cancel culture?
According to a new survey,
yes, so it's twofold.
One, I think that unhappiest they've been in 50 years. I've got a lot of reasons why that is. What are you doing to try to make yourself happier? So the question tonight is, what are you doing to make yourself happier? All right, kids, let's keep it clean, or let's not. All right, first person said, just been praying more. I've realized a new connection to faith. See, that's one of the most,
just sitting in gratifying and amazing things that can come out of some difficult, dark moments. For instance, I can use examples like
reconnection to faith, spirituality, religion.
Or use all different words to me. They're very much centralized in a lot of the same points. Says, oh, well,
and I think
I find
that it's a missing component to a lot of people's
is,
total
God,
care. And so I love that that's
and
been brought back to
people
you.
Say
I,
that it's
such
due to their own ignorance around
all for people having a deep
connection
to God,
is feeling pain or triggered by because they're not educated on the history of maybe that word towards them or that topic.
Someone else said, a question like, what are you doing to make yourself happier?
Queer media, I've noticed my fuse is a lot thinner. I'm looking for therapists I can see via telehealth.
I love that. Congratulations. Taking care of yourself, taking care of others. There's the key, right? When we go to therapy or working on ourselves, we are also doing it for others, directly or indirectly. Because if we're thriving or if we're not thriving, but we're still focusing on self-care, mental health, and setting the boundaries, we're just really being conscious of where we're at and what's happening around us, allowing maybe that short fuse, but at least being more conscious of it and letting people know, hey, warning, I'm struggling right now. Help me, go easy on me, like whatever it is. It's helping
no
you. It's helping those around you. Helping those around you helps you back. It's
like
bringing more help into your community, your collective, or your family.
I've ever seen it
love
in
that.
My entire life.
Love that. Congrats.
There are no folks
there
in the middle
so
dragging people
many
together.
I mean,
to
every
a table
therapist I think I know is
to
doing
unpack
that
the issues
so, good luck.
That are
do your thing. Find someone good. Question night. What are you doing to make yourself happier? Someone said drinking wine, reading, and listening to the Love Line. That is the trifecta. The reading and Love Line especially. I'm not drinking now, so that's not happening. God bless you. Cheers to you. I'm a white wine fan, not red. Although that seems to not be
punish
popular.
Everyone else and shame them until they became
wine,
a Christian too.
Like red.
And
like
oftentimes the shaming
Moscato.
Didn't lead to any kind of level of education.
Question night, what are you doing to make yourself happier? Someone said, enjoying the sunshine as much as I can. Love that.
So for me, it's really
the
tricky. I don't believe you can
for
use
so many
your expression
people.
All
me,
the time, kick someone
not so
off
much.
The planet.
The dark, the rain, the snow, the wind.
But when we talk about cancel culture, we cancel things all the time, even the way we legally govern our country. In many ways, prison terms.
Somebody else said about how they're trying to make themselves happier, trying to stay in the moment,
facility where
focusing on the good and important things around me.
My concern
thinking about
is
the
that
negative.
You know,
love
we've
that,
all
right?
harmed and
so
we all will continue to harm. And I want to save space for us to like practice being better. And some of that's just the therapist in me, other parts of it's the feminist in me. But like, you know, again, I see some of the things people are getting called out for from a decade ago. And although there should be some accountability to having said that, I want the question also to be, what do you think now? Who are you now? Because that's what I want people to center most. Has the person apologized? Is there any repair they can do? Have they learned? And if so, then we're safe. Because I really want it to be about safety and impact now. And even though the historical impact matters, what they're doing now matters too. And that somehow gets wiped away. And again, I just know that, and this isn't being an apologist, this is just being realistic, that we have to be open to repair. And there's not a lot of space for that. And I don't know where people think we're going to send or put these individuals. It's like we want them just to be carted off somewhere.
And a new song on the guitar.
I don't know. So where do you go with that?
Guitar, but so me, I just really listen. I tried long time ago. I wanted to get back to it. Quickly to dismiss folks who actually set myself, given the right information, in my schedule, might just educate themselves and have a new outlook on things. Not everyone had the same life experience as the next person. And so some folks should have maybe learned some issues around how to be sensitive to folks who have a history of pain around certain issues. But I really struggle with people who say things like, well, I don't like woke culture.
There's a lot of things we don't want to be a part of.
Because I think you'd prefer to stay comfortable in not knowing for fear of not having to do something. And I think even for myself, I know that for me, if I want any more DMs coming up next, it's about listening and trying to understand someone's perspective. I don't always have to agree, but there is a lot of growth in that to understand where someone is coming from. And I think it allows you to bridge the conversation that person may never have had the opportunity to have before. Yes, it's tricky. Yes, it's not an easy conversation, but we're never going to get anywhere as a global society unless we start tackling these issues without canceling people. And granted, I'm sure there are folks who've done atrocious things who may never want to get the help that they need. And I'm sure, yeah, of course, go ahead and do whatever feels best for you. But
let me just say this. I'm okay with removing problematic people from positions of power so they can cause no more harm. I'm okay with consequences. I'm just not okay with punishment because it doesn't leave space for growing. And like, maybe it's my blind spot that as a therapist, I'm gifted with seeing how much change is possible for people because I do that work and everyone else around them doesn't. But like, I just want to remind them that like there is room for that. And so consequences are okay, but punishment just doesn't get anyone anywhere. And let's talk about that on another segment, like punishment and the prison system. But until then, Mr. J. Rodriguez, where can people find you? And is there anything that you're checking out?
Yeah, you can find me at J.A.I. Rodriguez. Go ahead, head on over to Instagram, Facebook, all the things, Snapchat. But also, Family Feud is coming back. They're deciding to replay Celebrity Family Feud, Queer Eye versus Queer Eye, Sunday, July 5th on ABC. Check your local listings for the time. But yeah, Sunday, July 5th. Check it out.
Bam, bam, blam. Thanks so much, Jay. All right, coming up next, we've got our question of the night and then some DMs. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Feel left out. Because I imagine when you're all hanging out, you're just talking about love or socialization. I imagine at home you're watching movies together and dinner. I don't know how that emerges in a way where there's a left outness. Even if you're going to gay bars with them or gay events, like, it still can be very inclusive. So I don't understand that part. Trying to pursue a woman? Why not? Why not? Why not figure out if there's any pansexuality, bisexuality, or sexual fluidity in you? What the heck? You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. If you realize it isn't for you, it's not for you. You might meet an amazing woman where that makes sense and works out. I'm all for it. Again, we realize the gender we're attracted to. We think that our sexual exploration ends there, that that's all our sexual identity entails. It's far bigger than just gender, right? It's body shapes and sizes and smells and sounds. It's this huge constellation. So keep looking, keep exploring. And also, we don't realize that it's an open system. It can change. It can grow and change. Maybe you actually do like women or could, but historically, there's been still some internalized homophobia you had, or, you know, there's so many different factors. So yeah, whatever you think your sexuality is, it's far bigger than that, actually. And you need to explore to realize that. And I don't mean explore as in with different genders. It can also just be the kinds of sex you have, the kinds of parts of your body you utilize or let be touched, the kinds of, gender expressions of the partner or body shape or size. I mean, there's so many pieces. So, but
time for my favorite part of the night, question of the night. Tonight's question was, according to a new survey posted by the New York Post, Americans are the unhappiest they've been in 50 years. I've got a lot of reasons as to why that is. What are you doing to try to make yourself happier? So the question tonight is, what are you doing to make yourself happier? All right, kids, let's keep it clean, or let's not. All right, so first person said, just been praying more. I've realized a new connection to faith. See, that's one of the most gratifying and amazing things that can come out of some difficult, dark moments is a reconnection to faith, spirituality, religion.
part of. We use all different words. To me, they're very much centralized in a lot of the same points. And I think that it's a missing component to a lot of people's total care. And so I love that that's been brought back to you. It's such a beautiful tool. I'm all for people having a deep connection to God, spirituality, religion, as long as it's done in a non-toxic way towards them and others. Someone else said, question night, what are you doing to make yourself happier? I can't wait to read these. I've noticed my fuse is a lot thinner. I'm looking for a therapist I can see via telehealth. I love that. Congratulations. Taking care of yourself, taking care of others. There's the key, right? When we go to therapy or working on ourselves, we are also doing it for others, directly or indirectly. Because if we're thriving or if we're not thriving, but we're still focusing on self-care, mental health, and setting the boundaries, we're just really being conscious of where we're at and what's happening around us, allowing maybe that short fuse, but at least being more conscious of it and letting people know, hey, warning, I'm struggling right now. Help me, go easy on me.